Author and business consultant Donald Mann. He's out with a new book, Okay God, Now What? And we're also going to be talking about political slogans. Donald, thank you for talking to us today. What exactly is going on with a political campaign?
Okay, well, the big difference between a political campaign and a normal advertising program is that in a political campaign, 95% of the material is negative. It's going to be slamming the other guy, the other programs, and only 5% will be positive about what they're going to do. For example, Mr. Obama's slogan is forward, and Mitt Romney's is believe in America. But as you saw in the debate the other day, the discussion had very little to do with a lot of positives, but it was very negative in terms of what they were talking about each other. And whereas in a commercial advertising program, it's all features and benefits and things that are good for people. That's the biggest difference between them. The big impact on people is that they're constantly being barraged with all this negative material all the time. That does have an effect on your personality.
There are minor crossovers in consumer marketing where you'd see a Pepsi commercial, but the Coca-Cola product would be there too. It's kind of the contrast and compare. Is that the same thing that's happening in political campaigns?
No, in political campaigns, it's far more severe. They'll list out all the faults and failures as they describe them, whatever their perceptions are of the other guy. So that's the biggest difference that goes on between them. In the of course, there's the constant barrage of those things. And the whole purpose of a political campaign is they've discovered that fear sells, you know, or makes for winning political campaigns as opposed to positives. So the political campaigns are all governed by and run by Madison Avenue types, the highest and best state-of-the-art in psychology and advertising, to get you to walk into fear so that when you operate in fear, you don't think right and your self-identity is attacked and you need help.
Is there a calendar for when negative advertising begins, or do we see it right off the bat?
I think we see it with the primaries, and it starts as the various different candidates position themselves and get ready for it, and it really gets extreme, I guess, about 6 months before the final election period of time. But again, with the messages and what's going on, you've seen even a shift in the last 3 or 4 weeks in between the two presidential candidates and what they're talking about, from what it was 6 months ago to what it is now. It's a constantly evolving process of messages trying to capture your attention. And again, what they've discovered is fear is the best thing to get for elections, so they're going to try to trip you into fear.
How does any of this translate into the slogan that the candidates use?
The slogans are only an encapsulation of a message, really, for the party faithful, and they sometimes help for the deciding voters. But in general, the slogans are not nearly as effective overall as the negative messaging that goes on continually. That's what they've found. There's been a lot of science done on this now. It's a lot of psychology, a lot of neuropsychology in terms of how we humans work and operate. So it's a very orchestrated, engineered event that's going on to us.
Are the slogans working at all or coinciding with the catchphrases? Obama always says, we're all in this together. Is that a slogan, or is that just a catchphrase portion of the slogan?
Well, a slogan can be anything from a very short word like his is forward to the Pledge of Allegiance is a slogan. In terms of a slogan is a message that encapsulates a lot of big things in a very few or a limited number of words. Even the Bible's proverbs are slogans in that regard.
Can a slogan cause damage?
Absolutely. The slogans that go on, particularly the ones that they're using, the slogans per se are positive. They don't cause any damage, but it's all the negative material around it that actually keeps you in fear. And as you stay in fear, of course, your heart rate changes, your breathing changes, even the pit of your stomach can be affected. And over time, and it's a continual barrage of this, it attacks your personal self-identity of who and what you are. What they've discovered is that the stronger your self-identity is, the less you are susceptible to manipulation in any kind of advertising, and in particular political advertising. So the secret is a strong self-identity, and then it won't bother you as much.
Because you're telling me that both of the sides are going to be doing negative campaigning, and the slogans themselves have some negative undertones in them, is it kind of who scares the most wins?
Believe it or not, Josh, that's exactly what they've determined, is a fear-oriented advertising campaign is 4 to 10 times more effective in swaying voters than a positive-oriented campaign. And the big message being is that the presentation is, we're here as your savior, and you're basically helpless unless we do it for you. That's part of what happens in the triggering of fear. You don't think. You can't think creatively. You can't think rationally. You can't balance either or and look at things objectively. That all happens when you get into fear. You become a victim, and you become fault-finding and accusatory in the process.
Donald Mann, we've got about 30 seconds left. Anything that you want to close on?
Well, I want to say is that if you go to my website, okgodnowwhat.com, I've got a list of top 10 affirmations that will actually help scrub your brain through the process of this election process, and you can establish yourself in a more firm foundation. Again, that's okgodnowwhat.com, and the list is for free. Just go there and get it.
He's an author, a business consultant, and an ECU graduate. Donald Mann, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, sir.